Good morning once again, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. Now, I have behind me on the screen a little message that says, things to treasure. Have you ever noticed in life that there are certain things, not people, but things, that you treasure? Things that are special to you, and some things that aren't so special. Some things that, if it was stolen or accidentally run over by a traction engine, you wouldn't be very disappointed. But some things are important. Have you noticed as well that at Christmas time, when all the gifts start rolling in, the number of things that you're not that bothered about losing suddenly increases? Have you noticed that ever? Well, have a look at some of the worst Christmas presents of all time. Who would like to see some awful Christmas presents that would go into the realms of things that you wouldn't treasure? Look at some of these. That is the Del Boy dressing gown, so that you look like Del Boy Trotter. This one's even better. What about these? Those are sock sandals. It's a pair of socks, but with a pair of sandals painted over the top, so that you can simply kick off your shoes and be ready with your socks and sandals. Here's a big favourite. I actually quite like this one. That is the Viking balaclava. Isn't that marvellous? It comes with a mighty Viking moustache and beard shape for when you're riding the bike to keep you nice and warm. That's good fun. What about this one? Did you know, who knows what's in this year at Christmas? Do you want to know what's really trendy and fashionable to get at Christmas? Bacon products. I'm not joking. This year you could get yourself a bacon wallet, and it looks like rashers of bacon to put your cash in. Oh, do you like a Christmas tipple? How about some bacon flavored vodka? Oh dear me, this is all available in the shops. Doesn't it make you shudder? And here's another one, bacon soap. If you've got a bacon wallet and you've had your bacon vodka, you can then also wash yourself in bacon soap. Does anyone fancy that? No, there's surprisingly few. One or two others. That's the goatee saver. You clench it in your teeth and you shave normally, and it protects your goatee from your razor blade. That's marvellous. Time-saving device. Jeff, are you tempted to grow a goatee just to get one? It's great. There's the nose shower gel dispenser. You squeeze a giant nose that attaches to the wall of your shower, and it's pretty hideous. And here comes my friends, my Christmas friends, my personal favourite. Look at this. That is the Dream Griddle alarm clock. It's true and it's shocking. It's an alarm clock with a griddle next to it, and you can put your eggs and your pancakes on it before you go to sleep, and then it wakes you up with the sizzling smell of your breakfast being cooked. Written in the corner it says, "Rise and dine." Marvellous gifts. Hands up who'd love a selection of them. There's one or two. The balaclava and the griddle. I'd like the griddle. I haven't got much room next to the bed though, so I might have to push my things over for fear of accidental cooking. Let me show you three things that I actually do treasure. Here they are. There's a little picture of them. There's my bike, my cube, which is parked hidden beyond the wit of any thief, just down over there. And locked, I hasten to add. And my guitar, that's my Lag guitar, made by a French company called Lag. It was very cheap and very cheerful, but a very nice guitar. I was very happy with it. And my prized possession. I love my ESV study Bible. That isn't me just trying to be super religious. I really do love it. And it's my favorite thing. I always say I would grab those things if the house caught fire and I had to rush quickly away. I'd also grab the children and Debbie. So, we have certain things that we treasure. And we discover as we go through the Christmas story that God gave Mary lots of lovely things. And it says at various points that she treasures them. Just a little on from our reading this morning, we read these words. It says Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She treasured them and she put them somewhere very special. And this morning I want to look very quickly at some of the things God gave Mary and why she treasured them, and explain a little bit about why they're so important. The first thing I want to say about Mary is this. God used Mary to reach out to us. He made her, you could call her like a touch point between heaven and earth. He gave something wonderful to Mary, Jesus, and Mary gave it to the world. Isn't that marvelous? Let me tell you something which is even more marvelous. He calls us to do something very similar. If you have a look, you can see there are two pillars on the screen. Many years ago, when I was at Exeter University, someone explained Christianity to me like this. He said, it really has two pillars. One pillar is receiving lovely things from God. God's love, God's blessings, all of the things that God pours into our lives when we accept his gift of Jesus. And he then said the second pillar is giving it all away, announcing it to the world, sharing it, passing it out. And I always remember his hand action. He used both hands because his microphone was attached to a stand. He said the two pillars, receiving from God. And then he moved his hand like that and said, and then giving. And Mary had an opportunity to do that, and it was something she treasured. I've got another picture here. Do you know who they are? I'm sure you all do. It's the Academy of St. Martin in the Field. Well, a few of them. And they're playing something there, having a little blow on the instruments and a saw on the old cello. I think that's the correct technical term. Well, anyway, I went to see the Academy of St. Martin in the Field. It was marvelous. It was a real experience. And I went with my friend. She was called Rosemary. And I bought us tickets, and the tickets were really cheap. This was in Cheltenham. And do you know what it had written on the tickets? Restricted view. And when we arrived, I found out why the tickets were so cheap. Because there was a mighty pillar, and our chairs were right in front of it. You couldn't see a thing. I was sitting like this, and there was just a pillar. Nothing whatsoever. Those were the seats we were given. And this lady saw us sitting there, saw me apologizing and grumbling and saying to Rosemary, I'm very sorry that I treated you to an evening looking at a pillar. And this lady said, I think this is awful. And she said, do you know, she said, we have a box up there. And I've invited some friends, but I don't think they're going to come. And she said, they really are the best seats in the house. And she was quite posh, and she said, Heiss. She said, the best seats in the Heiss. And she said, come up and sit with us. Thank you. I said, it was amazing. So we had the equivalent of a front row seat. We were right there in the box, overlooking as Iona Brown, director violin, played and led them through Vivaldi's Four Seasons, I believe it was. Oh, what an experience. A front row seat. Who likes front row seats? All of you lot do, I know. You're sitting in them. And this is another gift God gives us. When he uses us, when we are open to what he wants us to do, and he says, come, I'm going to do something through you. It's God who does it. It's the Holy Spirit who works and does amazing things, but it feels as if he gives us a front row seat. Often when the Lord uses us, we're very aware that it's him doing something marvelous. Because he's using us, it's as if we're there in the front row watching God work. And that was a lovely gift that Mary received as well. And finally, just a little further on, in this chapter of Luke chapter 2, we read about when Jesus has grown up a bit. And he's a boy. And he goes to the temple. And it's a big, wonderful time of year. Lots of celebrations. And people from Jesus' town journey all the way to Jerusalem. And when they're journeying back, it's a very famous story. Joseph and Mary realize Jesus isn't with them. And we read these words. When his parents saw him, because they finally found Jesus in the temple, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. There it is again. A few different painters have tried to describe the scene where Jesus sat in the temple talking and teaching, even though he was just a boy. And his mother said something which was wrong, because she had come looking for him, and so had Jesus' stepdad, Joseph. But what Mary said to Jesus was, "Your father and I were looking for you." And Jesus lovingly corrects her. He says, "I'm in my father's house." The wonderful chap, Joseph, standing next to you, lovely man though he is not the father of Jesus. Jesus had to be in his father's house at that moment. His father, of course, our Lord God. And so Jesus gives another gift, something else for Mary to treasure and to keep. A reminder that when you are with Jesus, things are not the same. I feel a little sorry for Mary in this moment. She wanted everything, I believe, to be normal. She wanted to be just a normal family, doing normal things, having a normal time, going to a normal festival and going home normally. But Jesus gives her this gentle reminder, it's not normal with me. Extraordinary things happen with me. And he says that to us all. And we would do well if we would do as Mary did and treasure that. This gentle reminder of what it means to be different because of Christ, because of our relationship with him. And so Mary had these three gifts. She was chosen. He very, very gently did all manner of things and gave Mary a front row seat. Then he reminded her of the otherness, the difference that it is to be a follower of Christ. He gave her these gifts, and we read in this lovely passage that Mary treasured them in her heart. And I would say this Christmas time, we would do well to treasure them too. The gifts that God give are wonderful. They are things to keep. The batteries don't run out by Boxing Day. They are forever gifts. And I pray these words will be a blessing to you today as we get closer to Christmas time and Christmas Day itself.